Cyber headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Ascension Health at Itty Bitty Bella. Back, her husband. Why was his mouth wired shut, Itty Bitty Bella? Did he say the wrong thing to the wrong guy?
Can he talk back?
Is that what happened?
Is he yammering too much?
Itty Bitty Bella says, burger, fries from your favorite burger place, and a Pepsi Max, plus one powerful blender. Puke emoji. Cleared a room every time he fired up the blender. Ooh. Hashtag liquid diet.
And just like that, we're out.
Now, Itty Bitty Bella, I don't know if I believe you, because... First of all, can you still get a Pepsi Max? What is a Pepsi Max?
I was about to say, are you out because of the Pepsi Max?
Yeah. Well, I can't trust a Pepsi person. I'm sorry.
But also, you can't put a Pepsi in a blender.
See, no, that's the issue.
No, it'll fizz up to the rooftops.
Ooh. Yeah, but the burger and the fries and the fat from that will saturate that and pull the fizz down.
But see, that's what's held us back from the blended burger is that just a burger by itself, you need more liquid. That's why I was always saying it's the right mix of condiments. The ketchup, the mustard, recent convert to mayo, maybe Miracle Whip. Ooh, Miracle Whip.
Recent convert to mayo?
Growing up, I never liked mayo.
But as a 37-year-old man, you've discovered mayonnaise is good?
I forget where I was, but some burger place just put on mayo, and I was like, hey, that's great.
How dare they just put on mayo?
You know, like there could be, like, you need to go heavy on pickles as well, I think, because you get some of that pickle juice in there. That'll help it out.
You need a wet burger.
That's why he had to go with the Pepsi Max, which that's a little bit too extreme for me. I'm not ready to go, and obviously I would go Dr. Pepper, if anything.
Yeah.
Cherry Dr. Pepper?
Nothing gets me going in the morning, like saying wet burger.
I want to paint you. I want to paint you with a jar of hamburger shake.
Okay.
Put it above your mantle. Fantastic.
That's our new friend Roxy Castillo joining us today, and I hope I'm not oversharing here, but in one of the previous breaks, Roxy reached into her bra, pulled something out, and I was horrified. Okay. I was not horrified, shocked, I guess I could say.
You're not shocked. The more you get to know me, you will not be shocked by what comes out of me.
We're going to talk about Roxy's astrology ways coming up in just a moment, but it's National Beer Day. A real holiday, probably, maybe. National Beer Day. How do you put it on a Wednesday? What are we doing here, man?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of National Beer Day on a Wednesday. But I think a new survey asked people, how much beer do you drink in a week? And now I'm just thinking these National Beer Day people are just a bunch of amateurs. 65% of beer drinkers, 2 out of 3, say that they have between 1 and 4 beers a week. Are you a beer drinker if you're having 1 beer a week? Get out of here,
technically,
man.
Technically, by the letter of the law.
I did Roxy the first time we met. It was at a Haymaker. We all sat down on a picnic table, and Roxy had 1 Modelo over the course of our meeting. And I was like, how can somebody go to a bar and drink 1 beer and then leave?
Well, she had her porn show.
I had a show to go to.
That was I am not capable of such feats.
I'm in the statistic. I drink 1 to 4 Modelos a week. I prefer them room temperature.
Wait,
I don't know what it is.
What?
I don't know what it is.
No!
Just a, like, warm beer on a hot day.
So if I come to your home, you just got a Modelo sitting out on the counter?
I mean, you don't put it in the fridge? It's in the fridge now, but I'd pull it out to heat down.
Let it
heat down.
What? That's wild. That's wild. 1 to 4 beers a week, huh?
Yeah.
You know what? Very responsible of you. I'll tell you, this is a dangerous practice, counting your drinks, all right?
Yeah, I want to hear yours. Where are you at?
Ask Avery about the time Jason met her at Haymaker.
Well, that was some pre-gaming that led me astray.
Avery, give a call in.
I'm trying to think of when the last time I've actually had a beer, because like since they invented the seltzers, I'm a seltzer convert.
Don't be that guy.
You had a nice little blueberry beverage.
Well, see, but that was a vodka with a blueberry Red Bull, so that's a different than...
Nick was trying to go sorority girl style on a Friday night. That's why
it was cute. It was in a little juice glass.
Give me some purple drink.
Makes me feel pretty. So that purple stuff.
Yeah, listen, seltzer, get out of here with your flavor of the week. That said, I had a strawberry lemonade Bud Light seltzer the other day. Damn.
Yeah.
How is it only 100 calories?
I don't know.
And it's 5% alcohol.
We did used Party to, years ago, Roxy, we had a calendar, a big one that stood on the wall, one of those dry race ones.
I was about to say, this is a dangerous practice, because once you see it up there in its physical form.
And we started counting Jason's drinks with just like little red X's.
I would just come in on a Monday, and I'd be like, okay, so Saturday we did this, and I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Put me up for 14 on Saturday. But there were some days where, there's just an entire X driven written over the day.
There was just one morning he came in and just covered the entire thing. And was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Counting down to Christmas.
That'll happen.
And we stopped doing that.
4% of beer drinkers say they have 16 to 20 beers a week. So two or three per day. Which, again, when you spread it out 2 or 3 per day, I guess that's fine. I'm more of a like, hey, let's have 20 beers on Saturday. That sounds excellent. That's the way that I want to. Yeah, I remember last year I lost a bunch of weight, Roxy, and on the plan I was allowed to have 4 liquor drinks per week, like 4 vodkas per week. And I remember asking my nutritionist person, I was like, can I bank them? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, 4 drinks, even if I do that in one night, it doesn't really light my fire. But I could just go a month with no drinks. And then
one night.
Yeah, on April 1st, we're going to have 24 liquor drinks. Party on, Wayne. That's what I'm talking about.
I still want to talk to your nutritionist, make sure
might
she's
okay. Might need to go to a meeting, guys.
tweet some resources out, friends.
5% of people drink 21 or more beers a week. I'm just like, anything above 21 or more, you're in that category. So you drink 3 or infinity per day, puts you in that category. Anyway, it's National Beer Day. Drink responsibly out there, kids. I think I'm so sick. If you're 21 and up, drink responsibly.
Nailed it.
The Jason, Dick, and Friends Morning Show, brought to you by Bud Light.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
What up, 101X? Jason, Dick, and Friends. Roxy Castillo in studio with us today. John in San Marcos tweets at Jason, Dick, AF says, oh my God, Roxy. That is the most horrifying thing I've ever heard on this show since I started listening. Warm Modelo? Gross! Julio from SA says, seriously, warm beer and seltzers? Don't be that show, guys. Don't be that show. Yeah. You know, it's been a tumultuous time for this program. Is that what ends it? Is that what we've declared us?
Warm beer?
We're a warm beer and seltzer program?
Man, that's the line.
Get out of here. Warm.
I mean, that's how everybody else does it, right?
They brought it to you cold at Haymaker the other day, right?
Forced it down.
Did you say, hey, can you go set this in the oven for 7 or 8 minutes?
put this in the microwave.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you can microwave a beer can.
I know. Do I?
Speaking of Haymaker, we have another gift card coming up for you in just a little bit. Plus, Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October is playing at Whitewater Amphitheater April 23rd. These are very special tickets, guys. Wait until I tell you what's going on with these tickets. 9:40 today is going to be your chance to win.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Come out of town for my birthday, guy. Don't be that guy. This is not just my friend Kenny, but I'd like to highlight my friend Kenny because he's on the Mount Rushmore of that guy as we keep around here. Roxy, these are all just people in my life who are my bestest friends, and I love them and hate them because they're the worst. It was my friend Kenny's birthday, I don't know, last week sometime. And I texted him, happy birthday, first thing in the morning. And I even ordered him a gift that just arrived in the mail, Kenny. I will deliver it to you very soon. Is that not enough? I'm supposed to go hang with him in Dripping Springs this weekend because he got a ranch house in Dripping Springs for his birthday.
Oh. His love language might be quality time.
I'm supposed to. It is. It is.
So that's the gift, is your presence.
This is the thing.
He's a big, like, ceremony guy.
Yeah, exactly. He likes to do things. He likes to do it up big. And I enjoy Kenny's do it up big nature, all right? That's why I watch football at his house 17 times a year is because, in my house, we might have some leftover pizza, something like that.
He's got it coordinated.
Kenny prepares a feast. And there's organized
always
shot rituals. And all of these things. And I really appreciate that sometimes. And then there's times, honor him. Where I'm like, what? Wait a minute, what? You want me to? Originally, the invite was, come out. Can you take off work on Friday? Come out and work on Friday because we're going to get there during the day. We're going to hang out. And I'm sure this place is great. It says it's got a pool. I'm like, I got a pool, sort of. We're going to hang out by the pool and do some grilling, drink some whiskey, smoke some cigars. I'm like, smoke smoke a cigar. I'm not smoking a cigar. And then, yeah, we're coming home on Sunday. I'm like, this whole weekend I'm supposed to go hang in Dripping Springs because you turned 40? What? Why?
It'd be different if he was like, hey, come to Branson. You know, there's a longer travel time. This is Dripping Springs. It's not that far.
See, but here's the deal, is that when Jason hangs out with Kenny at football Sundays, it's all about Jason. This is all about Kenny.
Hang on.
Yeah, first of all, turn your detractorness down. You got it turned up to 11 this week. Mm-hmm. Is it because Roxy's here and she doesn't know how terrible I am? You just feel like you got to clue her in all the time? How is the football Sunday all about me? It's not all about me at all.
Didn't you made it all about me. Build that room so that you would come over and watch football?
Does he not? You are going to Dripping
that's
Springs.
That's an excuse. That's
do
a thing that he says.
Do you not commandeer the remotes at his house? That's and instruct him what TVs to watch?
That's a thing that he says because when he, if I for some reason don't make it on a Sunday to guilt me, is that I built this room for you. And yeah. Do I commandeer? I don't commandeer anything. Do I help him with programming because I'm a programming professional? Yes, I do. Okay, you're welcome, Kenny. You're welcome.
Jason also brings a little laptop that's so he can watch his own little private Red Zone network because like Kenny's setup is not good enough. So it's a weird power flex.
I just want a fourth. It's not a flex at all. You and your opinion of me, sir. You don't see. You got to.
I
check
see too
your
much.
Eyes. You're not
I see too much.
Seeing the realities. It's not just Kenny, though, because my friend Trevin on the radio, now a competitor.
Did he just steal your spot again?
What's that?
Did he steal your parking spot? Is he still doing that?
Yeah. Who do you think you are, Trevin? But yeah, he just texted me the other day. He's like, hey, 2 weeks, it's my birthday weekend. We're going to San Antonio to play golf. I'm like, we passed like 40 golf courses on the way. Why are we going to San Antonio to play golf? Why?
It's his favorite one.
I don't understand. Hey, it's my birthday, man. I'm like, I don't. So what?
Well, also, if it's your birthday, you're passing Schlitterbahn, Trevin.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, good point.
Let's hang a Schlitterbahn. Roxy's informed me that you are a super birthday celebrator guy.
I'm a birthday babe.
I guess is anybody with me? Is there any other birthday ball humbuggers out there?
I mean,
yeah, I think if you're old.
Am I old now, guys?
Shots fired.
Am I old?
Old man, young man. I don't celebrate my birthday, but that's more just like, you know, what am I going to do? Text a bunch of people who aren't going to respond. Say, hey, come celebrate my birthday.
Hey, it's my birthday. Say happy birthday to me.
There's a man down.
You know what? I have now, I guess for 9 years, I have felt guilt because on my 30th birthday, I was, I don't know, I guess treats it as a milestone birthday. Got to do a big deal. I obligated several of my friends to go to Vegas for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a great time?
Yeah.
There we go.
Can you remember? Probably.
He glazed over.
Well, I just remember.
Is this when Trevin got the recording of you snoring?
No. That was a different Vegas time. That was a bachelor party. It actually, once again, it was me being selfless because we had at that time, I think like 3 straight years of sweet ass Vegas bachelor party moments because everybody was getting married. 27, 8, 9 years old. That's what you do is you go get married. And then by the time you're 35, you can get divorced, get married again eventually. Oh, is that not the plan? Is that not how it's supposed to work? And yeah, the fall when I was turning 30, nobody got married that year. And so I was like, let's all just go to Vegas. It's my 30th birthday. Let's rage. And it was fun, but it was like I had a girlfriend at the time and Jeff came. And when everybody's got disparate interests in Vegas, it's hard to get everybody on the same page. And I'm like, I just want to gamble, guys. Let's just go gamble. And some of the people are not about that. But Roxy, you're about that birthday life.
I'm a birthday girl. My 30th, I went to London.
Oh, giddy up.
Ye old London town. Rode a roller coaster for the first time.
Okay. A London roller coaster or like a roller coaster in general? Your first one happened when you were 30.
When I was 30. There was like a winter wonderland thing and they had little roller coasters. And I was like, hey, I'm turning 30. Let's do it. But like birthdays are just so sacred. You have the month to celebrate. And then you have 2 weeks before your birthday to kind of like... you know, get really everybody prepped up. You have to start being like, hey, by the way, guys, it's my birthday. Then week of is like me. You don't even touch the ground because people are carrying you
it's
everywhere.
Your birth week.
Yes. Flowers as I walk. Favorite food every day.
When you went to London, did you obligate your friends to go?
I made one friend go. Well, not made, but, you know.
You gave them the opportunity to
and
travel
they took
to Europe.
It.
And it's like, yeah. And hey, it's my birthday. Would you like to buy $2,700 worth of plane tickets? Of course. You should do that.
And guess what? I'm loved.
I am loved. I'm just kidding, Kenny. I'm happy to go hang in Dripping Springs for your birthday. And Trevin, I'm going to be there in San Antonio. I'm going to drive halfway and stop and charge my car and then drive the other half of the way so I can play golf with you and then charge on the way home. And
hey, stop at Bucky's.
I might have to stop at Bucky's. I probably will.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Nick here, Roxy Castillo with us today as well. And at Mouse Eve tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, my husband could give zero Fs about birthdays. He doesn't even remember how old he is. Get it on, man. Florida man Kyle says, I'm with Jason on the birthday celebrator people, but I'll say your best friend's 40th is a big deal. Go to Dripping Springs, Jason. Shut up.
There we go.
Best friend status now, eh? Is that what we're doing here?
I also, he's up there. I don't like to celebrate my birthday because then it gets me off the hook of having to remember everybody else's birthday mm-hmm. and text them. Like, it took like me a week to text Kenny, and that was just because I insulted him on the radio, so I threw him a bone of happy birthday.
Bad friend, man.
I know.
Hey, while we're busting on Kenny and his that guy status.
Okay.
So the recent life-changing announcement I made, Bumbleina is moving in, my girlfriend and her son. Bumbleito is 13 years old. It was his birthday last night.
How was the bike?
It was... Still no bike.
Okay.
Well, because
Happy birthday, bud.
You can't just go get a... Spoiler alert, Bumbleito, mm-hmm. you might be listening now. You can't just go get a bike at Walmart anymore. Apparently, I got to take him to the bike farm and get him fitted. Somebody's going to measure him.
So we took him to the bike farm.
He
didn't come home.
Some bike farm, and a bike farmer is going to be like, you know what? You got real Lance Armstrong legs here, kid. You know what? You got to go for the top shelf bike. I see what you're doing there, sir.
I'm charging the guy who shows up in a Tesla.
He did get a sweet-ass cake. Shout out to listener Cookie Girl Lindsay, who is the baker and cake enthusiast, ooh. Who my girl contacted and made him a pretty magnificent cake. She's a flipping artist with her cake things. Follow her at something on the internet. Nick, Bumbleito, he got your tattoo on his cake.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Nick wants some. I'm finding out today. I ate the cake last night. Didn't even realize it's a Zelda cake.
Yes.
Is that what that was? Yeah. I don't know. It was a sword in it, and there was a big symbol type thing on it. And Nick wants this Zelda tattoo that was apparently splatted onto the side of the cake.
I want to get a Triforce tattoo, one with the Hylian eagle on it as well. And mm-hmm. Yeah, but when we talked about this, I said it's a basic bitch video game tattoo, so everybody's going to have one.
Where would you get it?
It's on the hand, the traditional spot where it shows up to let you know that you're the hero.
Traditional spot.
And no tattoos. You're going to go into a tattoo shop and say, I want it on my hand.
Yep.
Kenny, I could tell he was upset when he found out through the radio that my girl was moving in, that I didn't call him to inform him or consult with him beforehand. But when we were talking about it, this past weekend, he just says to me, so I presume an engagement is coming up soon, right? And I'm like, is moving in not enough for you? What is with you married people that you got to rope us all in there with you, okay?
One small step at a time.
He's been pressuring me to move her in for a freaking year, and now it's just that's not good enough. I got to get engaged too for you?
Well, I think he wants a full-on adoption of Bumbleito. He's pushing the Bumbleito train. He wants you to be a dad. I don't know if that's some sort of weird Kenny's
again,
a dad thing.
I've explained my policy, okay? She's going to adopt me, and then Bumbleito will be my brother.
Yes.
Okay?
It's always weird how you try to make him your mom.
Yeah, then I'm getting it on with my mom. Is that weird?
Mm-hmm.
We don't get it on. That's fine.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends with Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October Tickets. He's playing 2 weeks from Friday, Whitewater Amphitheater. We're giving away a 6-person table at 9:40 today. Hang for your chance to win that Haymaker gift card coming up as well. Our new friend, Roxy Castillo, joins us in studio again today. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning.
Thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I've only known you, honestly, like for a matter of hours, if you total them all up.
Truly.
You're a real interesting bird, Roxy
Even
Castillo.
With that warm Modelo.
Yeah.
You'll still look at me in the eye.
She's a warm Modelo drinker, a burlesquer, comic, HR professional. We haven't even touched on the wrestling angle. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about astrology with you.
Yeah.
Because I understand that's something that you're all about, Roxy.
I love it.
Astrology thing.
I love all the witchy stuff.
Here, let me say, I guess I apologize. My opinion on this might be colored by logic and reason, which I feel led me to believe that it's all total bull s, the whole astrology thing. No, I also I was once married to a person who was real into that world.
Okay, this makes sense now.
What
your
are you
logic
talking about?
And
I'm
reason.
Not, I'm not scorned or anything like that. Mm-hmm. She just. I'm going to tell you some stories about her and things that she did, and you tell me if that seems to,
well,
to
didn't she just
or
blame all of y'all's problems on, like, Mercury being in retrograde, and you just scoffed at that?
Isn't that what astrology people do? We didn't get divorced because we're not compatible, Roxy. We got divorced because of the position of the moon and Venus at the time that we said I do, correct?
But that's what makes you uncompatible. Bro, use your logic.
Okay. Yeah, let me back it up a little bit. First of all, I do want to say, like, for people who subscribe to these things, and if it brings you, you know, comfort, more power to you.
Perfect.
Okay, you're not hurting anybody with it. And sometimes you break hearts, but you know, it's not messing up anybody else's life. So you do you. If you are buoyed by this thing, then I say go for it, my man. But also stand there and take it when I tell you that it's all garbage. When did you discover that you were compelled or moved by the stars and the moon and the positions of the?
I started to love astrology when I was little because it was like, oh, Sagittarius, you're this, that, and this. And then I didn't have to develop a personality. And I was like, I just enjoy being outdoors. I'm outgoing. I'm a Sagittarius.
Right.
And so then from there, I was like, oh, here's an identity through the stars. But it started there. So real superficial, just wanted to have a personality. Then it grew and I started to actually learn about it. And it's really fascinating.
Okay, but so maybe you can educate us on it, but you believe that people are the way they are, a certain way. I'm a Scorpio.
He's a Scorpio, folks. He already knew that.
Well, of course he's a Scorpio.
With that stinger.
But I am this way because of where the Earth was at the time I erupted from my mom's vagina.
Correct.
So it's not possible that just the way that I was raised and nature and nurture and all of those things.
But there are elements of that, so it's not just
it was what time I was born that makes a difference.
Correct. But also, you can still have your upbringing, you know, change you.
Yeah.
You are.
Okay. Here.
What if after this show, I just completely abandoned my beliefs? What if this was...
Man, you know what? I'd feel bad about would I feel bad about that if I talked somebody off the astrology ledge?
If
you are getting fulfillment from this, then I want you to be fulfilled. But also, I'm like, well, hang on, because it can lead you down dangerous roads.
And it's hard for me to explain because, from an outside perspective, I see, the planets and the moon and Mercury being in retrograde and all of that stuff. Yeah, it does sound a little fishy, but I love being delusional. I love having something to point at and saying, it's because of this.
Again, Roxy, I don't want to offend you, but I'm starting to get the idea that you love astrology like I love Limp Bizkit. Like, I know it's garbage, okay? I know that it's not good, okay? But it's just something that brings me joy, okay? I like backwards hats and going, and I feel like that might be your way.
Yeah, there's
astrology.
Community around it.
Okay, let's talk about this community, this is a funny story, maybe, tragic, depends on how you look at it, but also, like, concerning. So that person that I was married to didn't work out, got a divorce, eventually she would move to California and chase her dreams of John Mayer or something, I don't know. But at one point, she was living and working on a yoga farm. And I learned that she, lived in this sort of hippie commune type place where she doesn't get paid, but she also doesn't pay anything.
And she just exists.
She teaches yoga to the people who come through there, and they give her...
That's such a dream.
They give her hummus and Wi-Fi. She, one time... And I don't know if she knew that I was in Vegas. I had just made some money at the World Series of Poker, but I got a message from her,
stars.
An email, where she says, "Hey, can I call you? I need to talk to you about something. This is 3 or 4 years after we're divorced.
Nothing like getting that message.
And I was, we were friendly, and I remember when I learned she was working on the yoga farm, kind of relieved, because there was a period where she was in LA, and I was like, I said, he's just going to eat her up. But yeah, she sends me an email saying, hey, can I call you? I need to talk to you. And I was like, yeah, sure. And she's like, okay. And we had to set a specific time because apparently she had to climb a mountain to get cell reception so that she could call me. And so we have a phone call appointment, and she calls me and she says, hey, can you send me $500? And I'm like, what? You're getting $500? And then she goes on to explain to me that her guru type person that she works with there, has a rock, a special stone that has the perfect energy. He's been carrying it for 2 decades, and he finally found her. She was the one that is perfectly tuned to her energy, and he wanted her to have it, and he wanted to sell it to her for $500, but she doesn't have $500, and so she wanted to know, can I send her $500? And I told her, you should have told me it was for drugs, okay? Because if you just said you and your girls wanted to go out and get some this weekend, I'd be like, here, don't kill yourself. I'd have given you $500. I can't give you $500 to give to this predator who says that he's got a 20-year-old rock.
A crystal.
A crystal that is going to fix you
up. There's a difference.
All right. Then tell me about the difference in them.
Well, crystals have magic.
Sorry, should I not be laughing?
Rocks are just out there, man. Crystals are special rocks.
So that was, how did it come up, Nick? We made a joke earlier about mood stones and crystals, and Roxy literally goes, she said, I have one in my bra right now, and reached into her shirt.
I pulled out a fluorite, friends. This is a fluorite. This is like,
and you're just
crystal Xanax.
Traveling around all day with that in your bra?
Correct.
What does that do?
All right.
How many stones do you have on you right now? Are crystals or?
I have three.
Okay. Back into her shirt.
And then I have one medallion.
A medallion. What is? What is happening? I don't know if you're doing a bit on me or if this is for real or what's happening. What do you think about Roxy's thoughts on astrology? Tweet at us at Jason Dick AF.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.